WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight in prime time, the Fox Network airs what many critics have said is the most bold, or at least controversially raw, series ever produced on network TV. It's called Action, and TV critic David Bianculli has this look at the series and at the controversy. But first, a recap of his most confident Emmy prediction.
Previously on Fresh Air.
In the supporting actress in a drama category, the winner will be Nancy Marchand, who plays Livia, the nasty matriarch of The Sopranos. It's not that the other nominees are bad. It's just that Marchand, in a complete turnaround from her role as Mrs. Pinchon on Lou Grant, was that good. If she doesn't win, I'm doing next week's show in the nude. And that's something you don't even want to hear.
Well, David, you might be able to fool the radio audience, but I'm here to say you're wearing clothes, and I think you owe us an explanation.
Yeah, well, thanks for noticing, first of all. But what can I say? She should have won, but fortunately, I'm not a man of my word.
But it's my job to hold you to your word to review this week's new series, Action.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where that sentence was going. Okay, first, let's look at the controversy. Not the one about me, the one about Action. You have to realize where network TV is right now. Imagine a kid who used to be an only child who's now got a bunch of brothers and sisters. It's summer, it's poolside, there are lots of distractions, but the kid wants the attention of his parents, so he acts up and does whatever he can. Hey, Mom, look at me. Now think of the broadcast networks as that kid, and cable and the internet and other distractions as the siblings, and us viewers as the parents. Figuratively, and sometimes literally, the networks are screaming, hey, look at me. They don't just desire our attention. To survive, they need it. So every few years, to combat against the freedom of cable or simply to build word of mouth in advance and stand out from the pack, a network will try to put on a show that pushes the envelope. 30 years ago, it happened in primetime with the weekly irreverence of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour and Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. 20 years ago, it happened with a naughty comedy of Soap and the groundbreaking drama of Hill Street Blues. In the 90s, broadcast TV pushed the boundaries with NYPD Blue and is about to push them again with Action. Most of these shows have several things in common. They set out to do things differently. They were attacked in advance by pressure groups and advertisers worried about their content. And once the Buick public saw and liked the shows and made them hits, the controversies died away and new standards were set. The secret in this attention-getting business is that when you cry, hey, look at me, it only pays off if you're good. Back in the 80s, a Family Hour sitcom named Uncle Buck tried to get attention in its pilot episode by having a little kid say the phrase, you suck. The show got attention all right, but almost all of it was negative because Uncle Buck was horrible. And even Stephen Bochco, who pulled off the look at me trick so well with Hill Street Blues and NYPD Blue, played the card once too often with his more recent Brooklyn South. That show opened with an unprecedented level of violence, but viewers didn't want to stick around for the series. So now we arrive at Action, at a time in TV history when HBO just gave us the brilliant and uncensored Larry Sanders Show and is doing the same thing in drama with The Sopranos. It's no accident that Action was developed originally for HBO. It feels like a cable show. And, except for the bleeps, it sounds like one. And Action, like the best envelope pushers before it, is damn good. Jay Mohr, who played the sports agent who stole business away from Tom Cruise in Jerry Maguire, stars in Action as an even more conniving character. He's Peter Dragon, a young Hollywood executive who makes movies and enemies without really stopping to think about what he's doing. Like the show itself, he's always in motion and always pushing hard. How hard? Here's the very first scene, where we're introduced to Moore's Peter Dragon as the central character. He drives recklessly through the studio lot, talking on his cell phone all the way, and comes to a screeching halt in a parking space reserved for Manny Sanchez, Employee of the Month. Understandably, Manny, who parks right behind him, doesn't like this too much.
No, hey, him, you better call back, but I don't want to talk to him.
Hey, man,
you
should hang up.
He can wait.
Hey, hi. I'm Manny Sanchez from the commissary, and I'm the employee of the month.
Oh, well, that's fantastic, Manny. What is that, some kind of award for not peeing in the cop salads?
I never pee in the cop salads.
Really? That's too bad, because if I was you, I would have peed in the cop salads. In fact, I would have peed in every cop salad, every fucking day, so every one of those f***ers in that commissary would have had a little taste of Peter fucking Dragon. But you know what, Manny? That's just me. Move.
You're Peter Dragon?
Hold on. Yeah, I'm Peter Dragon. That's right. And while you've admirably restrained yourself over the years from peeing in the Cobb salads, I've made 10 motion pictures that have earned this studio $1 billion. So I'm going to continue to park wherever the f*** I want, because unfortunately for you, I'm employee of the f***ing century. Congratulations on your award. Paris must be very proud.
The bottom line is, action works. Moore is a hoot. The best love-to-hate-him TV character since Dabney Coleman's Buffalo Bill. And co-stars Ileana Douglas and Buddy Hackett are just as sharp. Granted, action won't be for everybody. If you're offended by bad language or bad behavior, don't even bother tuning in. But the Fox audience, which found and still supports The Simpsons, will find it and love it. Even on a Thursday night, aggressively programmed against NBC's must-see TV. If you want to catch the freshest and funniest comedy of the fall season, here it comes. Full speed ahead.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.